Why did you come along to this event today?
I'm always active in a community because I'm working with young people, and I've noticed through media there is a conference going on, and plus obviously my family's a victim of this one because my son's been attacked, and I wanted to catch up with the law enforcement, and I felt like maybe it's a good opportunity to speak to them and highlight the issues and the challenges out there, and maybe they can put a resources and high police visibility in the area to give assurance to people.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to your son?
I was just walking, doing his own kind of a normal routine, and a three male and a white male, they attacked him and calling him all sorts of name, and you support ISIS and you're terrorist, and for no reason it triggered, and obviously they jumped on him and attacked him and they kicked him and ran away. So that was a really provoked attack, you know, rather than anything else, because of what happened in France, and these people are opportunists. They're taking opportunity to obviously ruin the whole community relations.
And you said you're very involved in the local community. Yeah. I mean, how does that feel to sort of see that happen in your community?
Oh, I felt gutted because I've been 17 odd years on a voluntary basis every week. And we are developing young people to play active role in a society, and we do out-of-box projects to bring community relations and integration, and you're trying your best to be a good and active citizen, and I've given more to this society than the country I came from. So, and I felt like, why, it's my house now, because I've seen over the years, but now the reality came to my house.
And have you seen an increase in this recently then?
There is a definitely increase, and there's underreported crime as well. I've known young people over the years, and they don't report more often. And particularly this rise in a hate crime, many are not reporting. The minor trust authorities, and it's a laborious process as well. Sometimes can take a good few hours.
What do you think needs to be done to stop these kind of crimes from happening?
I think so. There is a need for a more police assurance, high visibility in the area, through media, positive images of local society and community. And we all live in a harmony. We live side by side. And that's the time we need to really become more united. And if we start fighting amongst each other, and basically we are not winning, and the terrorists are winning, that's my message to.
And just finally, what would you say to people in Glasgow to try and stop things like this from happening?
I think so. We all felt like this incident in France, and it's touched everybody. And we all have a role to play, because you can't really go and blame off one or a few individuals, those who are not probably Muslim, because if they are committing that kind of crime, it's nothing to do with religion, and we all have to stay here and work, and don't let them succeed.